From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The statement the Federal Reserve released today, along with its decision to leave interest rates unchanged, referenced, quote, a substantial cooling in the housing market.
And while that may not seem like a big deal in Fed speak, it's reasonably strong. The slowdown in the housing market has made some people feel a bit less rich. For others, it could spell real trouble.
In this segment, we're going to hear about non-traditional mortgages, such as zero down payment or interest-only home loans. In a moment, we'll hear from the U.S. Comptroller of the Currency. He's concerned about their spread. But first to Pam Weisel, who knows firsthand the problems that these mortgages can cause. She lives with her husband and their six kids in Norwood, Young America, Minnesota. That's just outside Minneapolis. Just about 2 years ago, they found the perfect house.
We needed a house that was big enough because we had, at the time, six kids. We had three boys and three girls. We spent about a year looking for a house, and we found that the further out we went, the cheaper the housing became for the size of the house that we needed. When the opportunity came up for this particular house, there was a farm in the backyard. And that was a really big selling point, as well as the fact that it had a great big yard for the kids to be able to play, and it had enough bedrooms.
Room to roam, inside and out.
Correct.
They decided to purchase the home, and after signing on the dotted line for a risky loan, Pam and her husband Nathan ran into some rough waters. Nathan lost his job, Pam faced surgery, and a series of health problems. They couldn't make their monthly payments of more than $1,800, and soon that payment will almost double under the terms of their loan. Now they are facing foreclosure, and Pam blames the non-traditional mortgage.
It seemed like a good deal at the time. It's a emotional sell. They get you dreaming about the future. Are your circumstances going to be different in 2 years? In 2 years, you'll have a chance for your credit to be much better. You will have been paying on the house. You would be able to refinance without any problems. It's all based on, you know, what you believe your future in 2 years is going to be. However, in bad circumstances, just everything that has happened was something that, no matter what, we could not have prepared for.
When you saw that you didn't have to put any money down, this is a zero down loan, did that sound a bit risky to you? Weren't you worried that if you didn't have enough money for a down payment that perhaps you were buying too much house?
No, because the way that the broker explained it, I believed that the loans that he was suggesting was there to help people become homeowners versus renters. And that these programs were put in place for people just like us who had blemishes on their credit and did not have a lot of cash to put money down.
So it was a way in.
Correct. But I know now that it is not a good thing. It's a very bad thing. And these loans are set up to make the lenders a lot of money. They're not set up for the people at all.
Pam, how did you and your husband, Nathan, get by in this period where both of you were unable to work and unable to make your mortgage payments?
Friends, family, Living Rock Church, where we attend, people that have just been generous and helped us out with food and a little bit of money here and there.
I understand you've been trying to sell personal items to try to make that payment.
Yes, we did have a pretty good sell a few weeks ago. It was not enough to meet the mortgage, but it was enough to get us some food.
Finances are such a personal thing. You're talking to us on the radio about this. Your story appeared in the Pioneer Press and local paper there in Minnesota, so all your neighbors could read about your predicament. Why are you talking about this?
Because I don't want another family to go through what we've been through. And you really need to consider everything before you sign on one of these types of loans, because they're really bad news.
Well, thank you for your time, and thank you for your candor.
Thank you.